Hey, what's good? What's good? We are back. Another episode of the Paul Picker Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Comicist Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of Anton Daniels talking about the Vlad TV and Marlon Wayans controversy, where Vlad requested an interview and Marlon Wayans came back with an asking price of $40,000 for the interview, and Vlad decided to call him out in an interview, and Marlon decided to react. Let's see what's going on, and I'm going to give my opinion after we hear what Anton Daniels, one of my favorite content creators, has to say. And I've been slagging on these reaction videos. I'm going to ramp these reaction videos up. And don't forget, my Monday movie reviews on Mondays. Pick a movie on Sunday and review it on Mondays. Let's get into it.
What's going on is Anton from AntonDaniels.com. I appreciate you guys for continuing to rock with me. Vlad, or as they like to call him, DJ Vlad, has got into it, went back and forth with Marlon Wayans, and apparently has turned into a heated exchange in which it seems like Vlad is not really reading the room. And at first, when people first started telling me about it and sending it to me, I thought that Marlon Wayans was just delusional, but then I started looking at more the context clues and seeing more of the fallout, and I changed my opinion a little bit. So let me go into it and break it down for you guys and just explain to you what was going on. So basically, him and Vlad got into a heated dispute where Marlon Wayans and Vlad, it was in a disagreement about the asking price for Marlon Wayans to wind up doing an interview. And so basically what it's telling you was that Marlon Wayans was basically demanding about 40 grand, 40 thou, wow. Because Vlad apparently reached out to him in order to do an interview. Or maybe it was Ari Spears. I think it was Ari Spears or whatever. Him and Ari Spears was talking. And they were saying that Marlon Wayans can't demand $40,000. Now, just for kind of...
Let me stop right there. I mean, Marlon could demand whatever he wants. But if anybody's dumb enough to pay that price, that's a different story. But let's keep it moving.
Context as a YouTuber and a person that's done multiple different interviews... And the cost is no way unless you are a Cat Williams. No way. And it's also is no way for you to be able to justify what the possibilities of you doing those, you know, doing exactly. That type of interview, what kind of numbers you're going to get as a result of it. What I mean is, I don't think that Shannon Sharp or anybody could have predicted that it was going to do the crazy amount of money that it was going to do as far as him and Cat Williams, right? It was just a time. It was the perfect time and everything had to align. And it wound up popping off. Now, I figured he know that it was going to do phenomenal numbers, Shannon Sharp, but not, I mean, nobody could have predicted that. Nobody could have predicted that it was going to go that viral. But neither here nor there. There's no way in any way, shape, or form that you could justify paying pretty much anybody, let alone a Marlon Wayans $40,000. But I don't think that that's what happened. Let me continue. Marlon Wayans wanted 40 grand plus 30% of the revenue. For future appearances on Vlad's platform. Nope. Situation escalated when Vlad released a clip featuring comedian Ari Spears where they both laughed at Wayans' asking price. And they pointed out that despite being a part of Hollywood's most successful families, Wayans had not gone viral or gained significant traction from his past interviews. Now, the last time that I paid attention to Marlon Wayans was when he did the whole gay thing and he was in the, you know, Pride and... He's trying to get visibility for that. And so I absolutely did not agree with that. And I voiced my opinion on that on this very platform. But it says, unsurprisingly, Wayans caught wind of the clip and defended his demands, insisting that they were justified. He says, see, I tried to tell him I was giving him a deal. Oh, well. And that's what he wrote on X. Vlad responded on the same platform, dismissing the idea that anyone would pay $40,000 for an interview with Wayans. Marlon found someone with 200 followers to agree with him, LOL. Nobody on this earth is going to pay Marlon $40,000 for an interview when he gets 100 to 300,000 views on any platform he interviews on. And then he goes.
And let me stop right there, man. That amount of views on any piece of content is not worth 40,000. I've actually taken $100 and paid a TikTok influencer to promote a musician and got over 9 million views. You know, so 100,000, 200,000 for 40. I mean, you could run $40,000 worth of ads and get way more views than that. Way more views than that. So, you know, there is no justifying that asking price. But let's keep it moving.
On and put up, you know, all the different Marlon Wayans interviews at Breakfast Club. Looks like it did 315,000 2 months ago.
Not worth 40,000.
Him on Jimmy Kimmel did 132,000. That was just a clip, though. Breakfast Club was a full interview.
Still not worth 40,000.
And it looks like a Daily Show one where he was grilling Nathan Wade, and I guess maybe it was just a comedy skit. It did 230,000 views, which is not
still
shabby
not worth
at all.
40,000.
Anytime that you can eclipse, I mean, it depends on where you at, but anytime you can eclipse anywhere above, in my opinion, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 views, and you get into the 100,000 views, then I think that you are relevant. I think that people want to hear what you got to say, absolutely. But then at the same time, you can't justify paying somebody $40,000. Marlon
exactly.
said, I tried to tell him I was giving him a deal. Oh, well, Wayans was puzzled by Vlad's reaction and questioned why the interviewer was upset with his asking price. He said, you mad? You're unprofessional, my guy. If you didn't like the number, then keep it moving. You look bad. You should fall back mad at a black man for stating his number. And now you go public and use your platform to try to drag me. I've never in my life dealt with this silly negotiating tactic. So here's my thing. I believe that Marlon Wayans didn't want to do an interview with Vlad. And so what happened was he threw out a number that was so crazy to basically tell him no without telling him no.
Let me stop right there. I agree with what he just said. That's definitely the price you give somebody when you don't want to do the interview with them. But to throw out words like professional, and it would have been more professional to just say, I'm not interested. You know, that's the thing. There's blame on both sides of this. Like, Marlon made it about race, which, I mean, let's pump the brakes. It has nothing to do about race. Has everything to do about how ridiculous the price was. And I do agree that Vlad TV isn't reading the room. Vlad's not reading the room. He's not putting two and two together and getting four. Apparently he's getting five. He can't understand that and comprehend that that's the price you give somebody when you don't want to do the interview. But at the same time, it'd have been more professional to just say no. If you just said no, then you don't give them really any ridiculous info or anything ridiculous to put out there and get his reaction that he got. I mean, because for Vlad, I think he's going to get more out of calling him out about this asking price than he would have got out of the interview. He's getting more relevancy, probably more views and more people talking about it than the interview. So to me, there's blames on both sides. It's unprofessional to just go out there and start, you know, telling people's business on the internet and stuff like that. Y'all had a business conversation, or it was something dealing with business, and now you upset because business didn't go your way, and you want to get out there and call people out. At the same time, I don't feel like it has anything to do with race. Vlad is just not applying common sense. And don't get me wrong, like when Marlon called him out and said, you know, about him never showing his face in his interviews, I agree with Marlon on that. I hate the fact that Vlad doesn't show his face. I think it gives people the ammunition to feel like you're definitely using us to get rich. You're using hip hop culture or black culture to get rich. I never liked his interview style. The fact that you never show your face or anything lets us know that nobody's coming to this podcast to see you because you never show your face, you know. But like Paul Pickett podcast, they're coming to see me and they're coming to see who I interview. And I could hold down a whole podcast without an interview by myself, but apparently Vlad can't. So I think there's blames on both sides. And as far as like getting rich off the culture, you know, this is the thing, like nobody owns a culture. A lot of things that are in the culture that become popular, it's only one or two people that made them popular. You don't get to take credit. Everybody doesn't get to take credit for something that one or two people did. You don't get to take ownership. You can't patent and copyright culture. You can either create culture people can embrace culture and follow it, or people can dislike it and not follow it. That's it, man. Like, you don't get to take ownership over something. Everybody doesn't get to take ownership over something that one or two people made popular. Just like baggy pants, Chris Cross and Jermaine Dupri made sagging popular in the culture. They made baggy pants popular in the culture at one time. But the whole culture doesn't get to take credit, because they weren't the ones that had the impact of making everybody follow that trend in the culture. They didn't have the influence. Everybody didn't have, like, these, the idea that somebody that nobody ever knew had influence over people doing something in a culture is so bogus. I just don't feel like anybody gets to dictate on owning a culture. You can't copyright it. You can't patent it. None of that. Let's hear a little bit more what he got to say, and we're going to wrap it up.
But if Vlad was going to be the idiot and paid him $40,000 for an interview plus 30% of the revenue for future interviews, then what did you think was going to happen? Like, you see what I'm saying? So it would have been a bad look for Vlad financially.
Yep.
At the same time, Vlad was over there asking him what his asking price is. It's people that I've reached out to that didn't respond to me.
Me too.
Ooh, I'm cool with that. And then they responded to me once they seen all of the visibility that was happening. And then they wanted to reach out and say, hey, man, we need to be doing. Nah, I'm good now. But at the same time, here's the difference. When Vlad gets mad at people, he goes on Twitter. When, you know, he starts trying to throw him under the bus, he starts talking about him, he starts talking about what y'all said behind the scenes. That is, Marlon Wayans is 100% correct. It's completely unprofessional. And you do not start talking about numbers, money, all of that stuff, and putting people's business out there, and then also trying to disparage them.
I agree with
what
that.
What you're doing is you're preventing them from also, if they ever want to do an interview with somebody else, you messing up their bag, or you messing up what they got going on. And so as a person with a platform, it is 100% unprofessional for you to do that. And Marlon Wayans is right. And I also, again, if you look at it and you actually paying attention to it, because, and this is why I say Vlad probably can't read the room, because Vlad is sitting there trying to justify why Marlon Wayans is not worth $40,000 when he don't realize that Marlon Wayans is basically telling him, I don't want to interview with you. And if I do, I'm going to absolutely tax you out of your earlobes.
And that's where the problem lies right there. You know, cause and effect. Because Marlon Wayans didn't just say, hey, not interested. That would have been a more professional thing to do. Just say, I'm not interested. I don't want, not trying to come on your platform. Now you wouldn't have gave Vlad this basically, you know, crazy asking price that he could throw out there and try to justify it. He wouldn't be able to have, you wouldn't have to worry about Vlad trying to justify anything if you would just say, hey, I'm not interested, don't want to do an interview. But you throw out this crazy price that nobody in the planet would pay. And yeah, man, that's, you know, that gave Vlad all the ammunition he needed. He got what he wanted out of this. He got more out of this than he probably would have got out of the interview. He's relevant. People are talking about him because Marlon is already relevant. And like I said, nobody's going to Vlad TV to see Vlad TV, because you don't see Vlad TV on there. All you see is the people he's interviewing. From what I heard, he'd be like literally on a TV screen while he's interviewing. I heard like a lot of times he's not even in the room while he's interviewing. So why not just do a remote interview with you on one side and other person on the other side? But, you know, Vlad, I mean, he's not as handsome as me. So he's not as handsome as me. He's not as attractive as me. And apparently he can't just hold down a whole podcast by himself, because nobody's probably going to tune in to listen. And I get why people call him a culture vulture, and he's making money off the culture, because he, like I said, he doesn't show his face. So he's totally using everybody that comes on to totally get all the views. You know, you can't chop up no clips of Vlad, you know, talking when he doesn't even show his face on there. Like when I do a podcast, I try to, you know, clip up clips of myself as well and throw those out there along with the interviewer, you know, because typically I, after the interviewer is off, I'll sit there and just talk and rant for a little while. Yeah, I think there's blame on both sides. I think this is cause and effect. If you know, if Marlon would have just said, not interested, you don't really give Vlad any ammunition, but you throw out this crazy, crazy, ridiculous price. There's no justifying that price, $40,000 for a Marlon Wayans interview. So, and then you try to justify that price. So it's like there's blame on both sides, man. This would have never went as far as it did if you just say, hey, not interested. Man up, man. Man up. Don't, you know, it's very disingenuous for you not to just say, hey, I'm not interested, and throw out a price that you know is ridiculous, that, you know, anybody who paid that asking price, they done bumped their head. They were dropped on their head as a baby or something, man. Like, that's a charity price at that price. You're not never going to see any of that revenue back, man. You'll see maybe a few thousand of that revenue back, but you're talking about that's $36,000 of straight charity. Yeah, so I'm not really taking nobody's side on this one. I think there's the blame on both sides. I think Vlad got what he wanted out of this. He got his clicks. He got his relevancy. He got people talking about it. Probably a lot more than they would have talked about the interview, and probably more than they would have got clips off the interview and whatnot. But I also don't like the fact that Marlon made it about race. I don't feel like it has anything to do with race whatsoever. And, if, you know, we got to stop making every single thing about race, man. We got to pump the brakes on that. Everything doesn't have to do with skin color and race. And, you know, as far as I was under the impression, there's only one race, you know, the human race. Then you got, you know, reptile races and amphibian races, or mammal. Well, actually, we're the mammal race, not even the human race. We're the mammal race. We're a race of mammals. You know, so yeah, but everybody wants to bring race into every single thing nowadays in America, which has made us go backwards and made us more divided. That's why, partially why we're politically divided, because, you know, one side has accused the other side of everybody being racist. After I literally saw my mom go vote for the first time, and she voted for Barack Obama, I voted for the once and only time in my life, and I voted for Barack Obama. And then right after that, basically told if I was to support a vote for Trump, that I was a white racist supremacist. And my sister and brother-in-law actually, I think, might have voted for Trump, if I'm not mistaken. And they're far more decent human beings than anybody I've ever met on this planet. So let's pump the brakes on those lies and that false narrative. Everybody that voted for Trump is not a racist. You know, some, that's the thing. Like, you know, we're at a point right now where people only voting for a candidate because they hate the other candidate. That's the worst reason to vote. And it just goes to show you, like, both sides are filled with hatred. Because everybody on the Democratic side hates Donald Trump. And I'm supposed to believe they're decent human beings? Somebody who wakes up every single day and hates the same individual every single day, I'm supposed to believe that they're decent human beings? I don't believe any person that wakes up every day and puts all their energy into hating another human being is a decent person. They're complete scumbags. And it doesn't matter on what side of the fence. If you wake up every day and you just hate Kamala Harris and hate Biden, you're a scumbag. If you wake up every day and you just hate Donald Trump, and you never even met these people whatsoever personally, you know, you're just going off of media and what other people are saying. I mean, you're all complete scumbags as far as I'm concerned. I don't got time to wake up and hate anybody. You know, I don't got time to wake up. Even my competition, you know, people that try to compete with me, I don't hate them. Hate, such a strong word. You know, dislike, maybe, but this idea, I'm going to get up and, you know what, let me hate on Donald Trump again today, man. That's got to be a miserable, pathetic way to live. Once again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. And also go follow Live from Vietnam Podcast, where we interview a lot of old school hip hop and R&B artists. And I'm actually going to start trying to interview a lot of old school rock artists here. I'm going to start reaching out some old bands and band members of old rock bands and see what we can get done. And don't forget to check out my BKFC Bare Knuckle and MMA and BYB fight interviews that I have on here on the Paul Pickett Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace. And I'm out.